Hey folks, right now I'm writing my King Dude Rubs Cast Iron and Grill Cookbook, and I want your swine and Black Angus-based success stories for it. Send me your stories to steak@whitechurch.com, and don't forget the pictures, because people like them pictures.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust, because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Janet Huxley.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Tuesday, January 11th, 2022. I'm Janet Huxley, reporting for the Crusade Channel News Desk, live from the Dothan Ranch and Farm, south of Kansas City, Missouri. This report is brought to you by the Epoch Times, America's new hometown newspaper of record. Used and endorsed by Mike Church, the Epoch Times is journalism you can count on. Subscribe today at crusadechannel.com/epoch. Here's what to listen for this hour. After 8 hours of talks yesterday, the U.S. and Russia are no closer to resolution regarding the situation in Ukraine. It doesn't get worse than what we just witnessed in New York, says the Archbishop of New York. Relentlessly stupid is what the Chicago Teachers Union calls the mayor as students miss another day of learning. We thought Supreme Court justices were in their right minds. And typical for the new year, a new list is out of healthy foods to eat for a long life. Talks with Russia about Ukraine ended yesterday without any real progress being made. Our political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose reports.
U.S. and Russian officials held over 7 hours of talks on Monday, but the two sides did not negotiate or appear any closer to a resolution over the heightened fears that Russia will attack its neighbor Ukraine. In dueling press conferences after the talks, the top U.S. and Russian diplomats said their meetings were constructive as they now move on to a second round at NATO's headquarters on Wednesday. However, while U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman urged caution and praised the frank and forthright tone, her counterpart, Russian Deputy Foreign Minister, warned the U.S. is moving too slowly and not taking seriously Moscow's key demands. Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister said it is impossible for any progress to be made until the U.S. gives legal guarantees Ukraine and Georgia will never join NATO. Russia appears to be willing to rearrange the entire globe and continue in a quest for power and dominance. What will be interesting to see is whether or not the United States is aware enough of that to be able to stop Russia. For the Crusade Channel, I'm political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
The Archbishop of New York visited the site of Sunday's devastating fire in the Bronx, where 17 people, including 8 children, died and dozens more were injured, as officials offer ways for the public to help impacted families. Cardinal Timothy Dolan said Monday morning he was exploring ways in which the Archdiocese of New York might be able to help those who were displaced or otherwise affected by the tragedy. It doesn't get worse than what we witnessed in New York yesterday at that tragic fire in the Bronx, Dolan wrote, alongside a photograph of the Archbishop at the site. Thank God for the @FDNY. About 200 firefighters responded and more than 60 people were hurt, authorities said. Initial reports said 19 people were killed, but authorities later modified the death toll to indicate it was 17 people, including 8 children and 9 adults. Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor has been revealed to be out of her mind with a claim that 100,000 children are hospitalized or seriously ill with COVID-19. She made the statement during arguments before the court on January 7th, but not so fast, Justice Sotomayor, because CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said during an interview with Fox News Sunday on January 9th that, no, there are actually about 3,500 children in the hospital who have tested positive for the CCP virus. How could her numbers have been so far off? Who knows? When asked about there being 3,500 children hospitalized as opposed to 100,000, Walensky said, yes, there are. And in fact, what I will say is while pediatric hospitalizations are rising, they're still about 15-fold less than hospitalizations of our older age demographics. The head of the Chicago Teachers Union is now calling Mayor Lori Lightfoot relentlessly stupid, as hundreds of thousands of students are missing out on a fourth consecutive day of classes due to an ongoing dispute over coronavirus safety measures. The union president, Jesse Sharkey, made the comment Monday morning, nearly a week after the vote to switch to remote learning because of increasing concern over cases in the area. However, Chicago Public Schools is refusing to allow remote learning and instead has been canceling classes outright, while both sides remain locked in negotiations to bring students back into the classrooms. Our quote of the day, how good and pleasant it is to dwell in the heart of Jesus. Who is there who does not love a heart so wounded? Who can refuse a return of love to a heart so loving? Amen. Saint Bernard of Clairvaux. And coming up, our saint of the day, a printer who paid the ultimate price for printing Catholic material during the reign of Queen Elizabeth I. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Happy New Year! 2022 is going to be a great year here at Bulldog Kia. We have incredible deals for you to take advantage of and a great lineup of both stylish and sophisticated new Kias to choose from. Like a brand new 2022 Kia Sportage with forward collision avoidance assist, lane keeping assist, lane departure warning, driver attention warning, and much, much more. You get all of this on top of the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. It's amazing! These deals just get better and better, and so does the technology that comes with a brand new Kia. There's no other way we would like to kick off 2022 than with the opportunity to help you get into a great new vehicle from Bulldog Kia. Visit BulldogKia.com for more information on the all-new 2022 Kia Sportage. And remember, we'll see you at Bulldog Kia. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and a 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. All warranties and roadside assistance are limited. See dealer or Kia.com for warranty details.
Today we remember the Blessed William Carter. Born in London, William Carter entered the printing business at an early age. For many years, he served as an apprentice to well-known Catholic printers, one of whom served a prison sentence for persisting in the Catholic faith. William himself served time in prison following his arrest for printing lewd or Catholic pamphlets, as well as possessing books upholding Catholicism. But even more, he offended public officials by publishing works that aimed to keep Catholics firm in their faith. He was eventually charged with printing and publishing the Treatise of Schism, which allegedly incited violence by Catholics and was said to have been written by a traitor and addressed to traitors. While William calmly placed his trust in God, the jury met for only 15 minutes before reaching a verdict of guilty. William, who made his final confession to a priest who was being tried alongside him, was hanged, drawn, and quartered the following day, January 11, 1584. He was beatified in 1987. And typical for a new year, a new list is out of healthy foods to eat for a long life. Fox News consulted with a couple of registered dietitians to provide the top 9 foods you should eat, in addition to exercising, sleeping well, and avoiding cigarettes and excessive amounts of alcohol. Number 1, greens. And greens are defined as spinach, kale, collard greens, chard, etc., all nutrient-rich, dense food, and they are rich in vitamins and antioxidants that can reduce oxidative stress. Research has shown that consuming at least one serving of greens a day, results in slower cognitive decline as measured on tests for memory and thinking skills. Also, berries, sardines, anchovies, and salmon in third place. 4 is cauliflower. 5 is tomatoes. 6, dark chocolate. Yay. 7 is legumes. And we also have 8 and 9 as herbal teas and coffee. And the coffee is especially if it's Greek coffee. While all types of coffee are sources of antioxidants, Greek coffee contains much higher amounts of substances that appear to have anti-inflammatory and antioxidant properties. Send me your tips to Janet at crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. You're listening to Crusade Channel News. I'm Janet Huxley for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.